Ichabod Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Sabaticus, are you all right?
Yes, I think so. We were just dropped in the middle of the alley.
Yeah, sorry about that. First time I've used Miss Mystical's powers. So, is this Nimbok?
Let me get to the edge of the alley and see. Yes, I'm home again. Tara, welcome to Nimbok.
Incredible. The city skyline is filled with starships.
Yes. We're on the outskirts of Prior City. See that building in the distance? The tallest one there is.
Yes.
That is Riel Tower, headquarters of the Emperor.
It's beautiful.
Come, let us be on our way.
I'll summon a power. Fly us there.
No, no. As advanced as our civilization is, our people do not possess the kind of power you do. It will attract too much attention.
Right.
Better to take the main city airway to the central part of the city. Come, follow.
He's ready to travel from Asara to Nimbok.
Yes, where he will destroy Terra the Tremendous once and for all.
Are you sure that's a good idea, Counselor?
Of course I am.
But I thought the plan was to keep the girl alive.
plans have changed.
Your plans, maybe. But the Empress is the one who brought her here. Her plan is to use Tara's powers to...
I know what the Empress desires, Janna. But the wretched girl has proven to be too powerful. Not even our mind wipe was able to penetrate her resolve.
But shouldn't we inform the Empress?
Not yet. Not until this tremendous boy travels to Nimbark, causes her to take her last breath, and returns to Asora with her lifeless body.
And then what? You know the Empress's temper. When she learns we've killed the Golden Goose, she will exterminate both of us.
No. She will thank us both. Because I will inform her that Terra the Tremendous was an uncontrollable threat, unable to be mind-wiped, who escaped to Nimbark, where she was plotting with the Emperor to destroy Asora. And if not for me coming to the rescue by finding the Tremendous Boy to destroy the girl...
Wait a minute. You?
Did I say me? Of course I meant us, Commander.
You traitorous! I will not go along with this plan any longer.
Listen to me, Commander. The girl is beyond our reach now. If she aligns with Jinten and the Nimbakians, we are finished on Asora. We have but one chance to bring the girl down, and it is with the boy. Now is our only chance to strike. Please let me go.
All right. But do not try to backstab me, Counselor. I understand you Linthians break easily.
If you are quite finished with your barbaric threats, Commander, the boy is waiting in the command room.
Well, if it isn't the gruesome twosome.
Mind your manners, boy.
Where's Lady Sabia?
She is being looked after by a team of our finest scientists.
I told you I want to see her before I leave.
Janna? The hologram?
Not a hologram. In person.
We don't have time. A hologram will have to do. Vivius, put the human woman on.
Adamus!
Lady Sabia. Are you all right?
Yes.
Look, these guys are gonna release you. And the ship. But first, I gotta go on a little mission. I'll be back before you know it.
Bordrykus.
Don't worry. We're gonna deliver the spheres to him as planned. I just gotta take care of a little business here with my new associates.
Adamus!
That's enough.
Listen. Anything happens to her, you die.
Such grandiose threats. I suggest you save them for the girl.
Let's get this over with. I don't have all day.
Perhaps you need to be reminded that you are working for us.
Extend your arm.
What? You want to hold my hand?
I am sending information to the device on your wrist.
Bracelet X.
Fascinating. She referred to her device as Bracelet. Are you certain you've never heard of the girl?
200%. What kind of information?
The girl's biorhythms. Once you arrive on Nimbark, you will be able to pinpoint her general location.
Cool. So I guess now's a good time to open discussions.
Discussions?
Yeah. I'm gonna need some assurances.
Assurances?
Look, you confiscated my ship and my traveling companion. Well, I want Lady Sabia and my ship back in orbit.
Once you return with the girl.
No. I want to know that everything is in place so that when I get back, there's no waiting around. It's going to be zoom. We're out of here. So until I see Sabia and the ship back in orbit, I'm not budging.
You are in no position to negotiate.
Oh, but I am, O Robed One. Because if you don't do what I'm asking, I'm gonna have a little chit-chat with your Empress.
What do you know of our Empress?
Well, I know she has no idea what you two turncoats are up to. I've got incredible hearing. They don't call me Tremendous Boy for nothing.
I see.
Here's the sitch. I could just go to her right now and blow this whole scheme of yours sky high. But I'm not going to, for two reasons. One, I'm curious about this girl you want me to go after. Terra Tremendous. Is she so tremendous? Doubt it. And two, I like you guys. You're greedy, soulless, probably a little lost, and horribly self-serving. Traits I understand, appreciate. So, as long as I get what I want, you get what you want. Do we have a deal, boys?
Officer, this is Counselor Para Hutessa. I need you to release the woman and escort the alien starship back to space. Have our shuttle with the chemical exargonium ready to fuel up upon my instruction.
See how easy that was? Now then, tell me where I can find this girl. Terra Tremendous.
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Tanner.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in me, a very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in malum.
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Never say. Why, you...
Ready for our theme theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course! Hit it! There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 show of shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Seth.
Oh. Chloe, I didn't hear you come in.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. Mr. Barrington said you were down here in the observation deck.
Yeah, just staring at the stars, you know?
What are you listening to?
Oh, club stuff. House of Prime.
Sounds fun. Mind if I sit with you?
Sure.
It's beautiful out there. So many stars and planets. It's hard to believe we're in another galaxy.
Yeah.
Look, I know you feel like you let Terra down.
I did, Chloe. I did let her down. I couldn't even focus my sound power long enough to do what she needed.
That's not your fault.
Then whose is it?
Terra chose to stay down there, Seth. It was her decision.
And aren't we the Three Musketeers? Don't we support each other's decisions?
Yes, and we do. To the best of our ability. But to blame yourself for trying?
You mean failing.
Do you remember that summer, a few years ago, when we all went home after our first year at PowerU? Terra went back to San Francisco to stay with her aunt. You went to the East Coast to be with her family, and I headed back to Tennessee.
Yeah?
The first couple weeks were great. Mom and Dad were so happy I was back. They didn't ask many questions about my experience at PowerU. They were just thrilled their daughter was back home. And so was I. Until everything changed.
Well, what changed?
The news had predicted bad weather for the weekend, but Dad had planned a camping trip and wasn't changing his plans no matter what. Mom felt uneasy about it, and I knew better. Back then, I only had my tornado powers, but I could sense something coming. I tried to talk my dad out of taking the trip, but he insisted. First night went pretty smooth. It got a little cloudy. We had some light rain, but it was manageable. But the next morning, that's when it hit. It started as a thunderstorm. We were hit with so much hail, it tore down our tents. And then, a spin-up tornado, seemingly out of nowhere. Not just one, but several. I went into power mode, used every ounce of my own tornado power to stop it, but I couldn't take them down. I did everything I could, I gave it my all, but in the end, I couldn't save my mom and dad. I felt guilty for years. I had to work through it all. I had to come to realize that I had done everything I could. And that's why I can't have you beating yourself up over what just happened with Terra. You did everything you could. And no matter what the outcome, it's enough.
Thank you, Chloe. How come you never shared this with me and Terra before?
I couldn't.
I'm so, so sorry.
Me too.
Is that why you changed your superhero name?
Pretty much. See, the incident caused my powers to expand into other elements, and a new name helped ease all the memories.
So, Tornado became Elemental Heart.
And Victoria became Chloe. I always did like my middle name better.
Well, I like you. No matter what your name is. Victoria Chloe Green. Thanks, Chloe, for sharing that. And for making me feel better.
That's what friends are for, right? Whoa! What was that?
Feels like the ship got hit by something.
More like several somethings.
Chloe, look. Out the window.
Asteroids.
We've been hit by an asteroid belt.
Quickly, re-engage cloaking device.
Cloaking device no longer operable, Captain.
Epic? Micah? What's happening?
An unexpected space storm sent out a cluster of large asteroids in our direction.
Several of them damaged the ship.
How much damage?
Could have been much worse. The last asteroid missed the main engine by 1 meter.
How much damage, Mr. Gregory?
We're at half power. Our shields are at 60%. And the cloaking devices...
Is what?
Impaired. From the blast, it's no longer functioning.
You mean we're visible?
I'm afraid so, Mr. Barrington.
But that also means...
It won't take long before the UXB is detected.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in me, a very portasissimus infernae. Serge, malum, Serge,
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ray gun, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots
wants to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Never why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, yeah. Heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.